You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And I'm honored and privileged to have my next guest on, Mr. Casey Washington, who is a young man who's done some tremendous things in acting out in California. He's appeared on some of the top sitcoms, that over the last 10, 15 years. And so I want to introduce him to you, Mr. Casey Washington. Good morning to you, young man. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Ingram. I'm fantastic. Thank you. Thank
yeah, you. Man. You just have this presence about you. You know, man. So tell us a little bit about Casey Washington.
Born and raised Milwaukee native. Let's see, graduated from Madison High School.
Man, I thought they said nothing good could come out of Madison High School.
Who said that?
Yeah, you know, it's been.
Who said that?
Well, you.
they didn't check my record. They didn't check my record.
All right.
graduated from Madison High School. And then after I left Madison, I moved to Los Angeles to become an actor or pursue my dreams as an actor. And
how old were you at that time?
20? 19, 20?
Yeah. So had you appeared in shows and things here? What made you feel that you had?
Oh, I can tell you. Listen, I can tell you the exact moment. So I did a play called We Are the Drum.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar.
Absolutely.
And we were at Ilium Hall. It was opening night at Ilium Hall. We did the show. It was incredible. The energy was incredible. And then at the end of the night, the cast came out the doors. And those doors opened. And when they opened, I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that's how it started.
You know, for those who don't know, Capita Productions, We Are the Drum, will be kicking off again on February 27th.
Let's go.
I am the MC of Capita Productions, We Are the Drum, but I'm also a member of the board of directors. So when you mention Capita Productions, I'm a little smitten, man.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, it's a great opportunity for young people to get involved in theater, and every year this great show takes place, and it's a prime example of a young man like you who did that and then was able to see that as an opportunity. Most young blacks don't see that as an opportunity. Mm. They don't get exposed to it, right? Capital right. Production at least offers that.
Yeah. I would say back then I was with Eileen.
Skorowski, absolutely.
Yeah. And Pat.
Pat Bridges is still there. She's still there.
I remember those two so fondly because they were so committed to the show.
Right.
And that made me feel like, it's from the top. The top, they're committed up top. We're committed down here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a trickle-down effect. So once I felt that and we did the show, it just went from there. And
so you leave here as a young 20-year-old. Uh-huh. You go to seek fame and fortune in California.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the road to riches is paved sometimes with a lot of failure.
Absolutely.
How did you succeed?
Honestly, just got to keep going. No matter what. I always have this thing about myself. You'll be all right. No matter what. You'll be fine. Just keep going. Just keep going.
So that clearly had to come from your raising.
Yeah.
The people who raised you instilled that in you.
Yeah. My dad put me to work at 10. When I turned 10 years old, I was moving furniture, and there was no way.
That you're going to do that for a living.
That I was going to do it for a living, but also there was no way I can give up or I can stop working. You know what I mean? Once we started a job, it was, even though I was beat down, it was hard. You know, I was just a young kid, and I'm lifting, you know, boxes all day, and it was such a physical job, but there was no way I can give up. And that transferred into me moving forward into my career. You know, if I start a job, there's no way I can give up. I got to keep going. And even if it's a failure, I learned something for the next round.
So did you go to acting school?
I did. Well, when I got to California. When I got to California, I started studying with a man named Aaron Spizer, who was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, acting coaches at the time. He was coaching Will Smith. He still coaches Will Smith and the Wayans and Jennifer Lopez. And
wow.
He was an amazing guy. And I went to his class just to look at the class. And I thought it was fantastic. And I said, I'll do anything to join this class. And one day I was talking to him and he was complaining about a guy who didn't clean up the studio. He was like, oh, man, the guy, you know, he was supposed to mop the floor and clean the bathrooms. I said, hey, man, can I do that? And he said, can you do it? One day a week, 2 hours. Absolutely. How much does it cost to go to your class? You go free. You're on scholarship. So I spent 12 years as one of his key students in his studio. And I learned so much. He gave me so much background and behind the scenes work that it just became a sort of a, you know his name and you throw it out there and the people you work with go, oh yeah, I know that guy. He's incredible.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by a young man, Mr. Casey Washington, who is an actor who spent 25 years out in California. Tell us some of the sitcoms, man, major sitcoms, and some of the people you've worked with.
Major sitcoms, Hot in Cleveland, Mike and Molly, Everybody Hates Chris. I did the Key and Peele pilot.
So when I looked up you on some of the, you didn't just have a bit piece where you came in and said, oh, by the way, 5 seconds you said and you were gone. You were actually engaged and written into these shows.
Yeah. I can tell you, here's a crazy experience. So in Hollywood, a lot of people, the thing is to audition. You audition, you audition, you audition. When I started in the business, I was a production assistant. So I started behind the scenes. I was, you know, getting coffee, taking garbage out, running scripts to people's homes. And it just became a thing where I just worked behind the scenes to keep money in my pocket. So when I decided to quit doing behind the scenes work, I wanted to be an actor. All those connections were still there. So I started to get small parts because I knew someone. I did Everybody Hates Chris because I worked with Debbie Allen so much. When I walked in the room, Debbie was like, oh, baby. And I was like, oh, walked out of the room. And I got the job because I've worked with her for so long. So it just became a, you know, a who you know type of deal.
So you got to know Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen's fantastic.
Man, I mean, just how did you wind up even getting anywhere near, for people in this audience who don't know who the great Debbie Allen is, man, magnificent dancer,
mm-hmm.
Has starred in all sorts of A-list movies. Mm-hmm. How did you even, because you would think that a person like Debbie Allen, and nothing personal, but Casey Washington. You know, how did that happen?
Okay, so.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of Casey Washingtons coming up to Debbie Allen. Hey, Debbie.
So when I first came into the business, like I said, I was a production assistant. And I was a production assistant on All of Us back in the day. Remember that show with Dwayne Martin?
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Ray. And Debbie was a director. Well, she still is director. And she was directing a few episodes. And I was there every day of the week because I was a production assistant. So we got to know each other, and I was just, you know, the young, fresh kid, you know, big eyes looking, oh, man, this is Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I've always just kept it to that point, committed to that, and not so much in the mix. You know, it was just work for me. And then as we went along, I will always see Debbie, and Debbie would say, oh, my goodness, you're always working. Yes, I'm always working. If I'm not in front of the camera, I'm behind the camera.
Right.
Because I got bills to pay.
Right.
And it's, you know, what did Red Fox say? You could be a lot funnier with a full stomach.
Well, how is it possible early on you moved to California?
Mm-hmm.
It costs a lot more to live in California than in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
How were you able to make that happen? Support from your family?
Okay, so let me preference all of this
to the
absolute moment, like the beginning. I have a good friend named Shan Bernard. I went to high school. I didn't necessarily go to high school with him. I went to high school with his cousins. But he used to always show up at our events, football games and stuff like that. And he would always listen to us. As young kids, he would listen to us and, you know, what we wanted to do. And I had told him I wanted to be an actor. And he said, oh, I got a cousin out there. She's a casting director. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's great. And I ended up taking my first trip out there, and I stayed with his cousin in her place. And she put me as an extra. She's an extra casting director. She put me in a Baby Boy.
Oh, Baby Boy, man. Oh, wow. Got to hang on. 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Casey Washington. He is a renowned actor and has lived in California. And, you know, when I say renowned, man, look at some of your credits. And so you're back here in Milwaukee to do some great things, work with some young people. And I'm excited to have you on the air. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
It's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
How many did you say? Six?
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor from the city of Milwaukee, who's kind of made his way after 25 years. And I just look at, man, some of the people you've been around and you've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
It really is kind of, you know, to a guy that comes from Milwaukee and travels and follows his dream, and it becomes a reality, man. You know, again, the path is paved with people who felt the same way and did not succeed. So it has a lot to do with your stick-to-itiveness and clearly your talent. That can't be so that people recognize your talent immediately, or did your talent improve through the classes?
I would say it recognized immediately. I would give you a story about Cedric when I was
Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer. I was a production assistant at the time on a show called Cedric the Entertainer Presents. It was a sketch show back in the day.
Right.
And I was an office PA, but I was always hustling. I had to deliver scripts throughout the night and, you know, across the city.
Right.
So a lot of times I would pull up to Cedric's house and Cedric be on his way to work, on his way to set. And one time Cedric came out of the house and said, "Hey, listen, if it takes you this long to drop the script off, just leave it at work. I'll get it when I get to work." Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. That gives me one less stop. And then when I get to work one day, I come in his office and I drop the script off, and Cedric says, "I see you hustling, young gunner." I left the office, but I was like, oh, so he knows that I work really hard.
Right.
Just as a production assistant, whatever they need, it's always, I'm gunning, I'm running and gunning. So from that point, I became like Cedric's stand-in.
Really?
So when Cedric
physically and the look, you know.
It goes by, it's still kind of who you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was just always in the right place at the right time, especially when it came to Cedric, because Cedric's always working.
Right.
Always working. You never catch a moment where Cedric's, if he's not on doing a television show, he's on the stage. So I kept that in mind, you know, as long as I'm hustling or working hard, you know, I'll always find my space in that, you know, next to someone who's doing the same thing.
Especially someone who succeeded.
I mean, many times over.
Yeah.
And then when I got to acting class, that was kind of a coach. My coach saw that I was
not intimidated.
Not intimidated, exactly. You know, it was more like, all right, well, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna stay in class, or are you just gonna be a student because you want to be a student? I was like, nah, man, I want to work. Teach me to act. Teach me how to act, and I find work, and that's what happened.
So look, man, I got an opportunity to be in this this movie called Birds of a Feather.
Right.
And it's not released yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, man, I didn't have any idea. Never done anything, right?
Right.
I had the people on the show, on my radio show, and they were looking for a person. They couldn't find a person to fit. And out of the clear blue, they called me up and said, "Hey, you're the guy," right? And so I hadn't, you know, look, man, I'm a 70-year-old guy. I'm not thinking of getting into anything new. But I went to the rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And after 12-hour days, I said, "I won't do this." Hey, man. Hey, because it was the repetitiveness of it. People don't see that aspect of it. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm. Most people, you know, when people watch TV, they see 30 minutes, an hour, you know, 60 minutes.
Right.
They see that, but they don't know it took us some shows. You get an hour show. A lot of those shows shoot 6 days a week for an hour. You see an hour of those 6 days.
Yeah, and during the day, you're not talking about 1 hour.
No, we're pulling 12, 13.
Yeah.
The longest I've ever sat on a set was 18 hours.
Man, I couldn't. All I said was, "I don't do this."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
After it was over, I was relieved. And just the repetitiveness of it.
Right.
Same scene over and over and over and over. And I'm like, hey, I mean, just one little slip up from any of us. Got to do it again. People are looking for perfection, right?
They're looking for perfection, but there's so many components. You want to make sure that everything's firing at the same time. You know, the actors are on their job, the camera guy's on his job,
the sound people
are on their job. So sometimes, you know, you get people who are very in tune, the director who's very in tune to all those different levels, and to say, well, we need to do this again because, you know, the word didn't come out correctly at the end of your sentence.
All right, 855-752-4842 is the number. My guest is Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor. 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms, let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a
piss. This is a song never get old.
Let me rock it, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
We need more harmonicas.
All right. Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, I'm joined by Mr. Casey Washington, a very successful actor who's acted in some great shows. You've been in movies?
Baby Boy is probably the only.
Baby Boy, man. Yeah. You know, one of my all-time favorite movies, nice, man. Nice. Baby Boy. 855-752-4842. You've decided to move. You're moving kind of back this way.
Yeah.
After all that success in L.A., man, why would you want to come back home?
To be honest, a lot of Hollywood has changed, and you know, do I want to be along that ride? Not necessarily.
The change in what instance?
It's just not like what I grew up in, you know. When I grew up, it was a lot of, I would say, politics changed a lot of it, and that's not my strong suit. You know,
right.
I'm more or less.
You're not a politrickster.
No, I'm more or less. I love what I do.
Right.
I'm passionate about what I do. I love being creative, and that those things aren't in my wheelhouse.
So you got so there was always this idea that you had to play the game, even if you had talent, you had to play the game. How much of that was real?
Most of it. A lot of it is, you got to play the game, and that's just not in Hollywood. I mean, it goes across the board.
Right.
A lot of times you have to play the game, and that's not my strong suit. My strong suit is creativity, being creative, and being able to make TV and movies and flush out ideas, and you know, that's my strong suit, and that's where I stay.
So creating movies is more than a notion, you know. Clearly, it takes a great idea, but making the great idea come into fruition, it takes money.
Yeah, it takes money, but you can also do things on the free, especially now since everybody has a cell phone. You can, you know, these cameras shoot as good as a $20,000 camera, as long as it's not long form.
Right.
But there's a lot of things on the back end of like post-production, being able to know how to edit and those types of things. So having money to make a movie is great if you can get on it. But if you can't, then, you know, find a way to work bare bones.
So did you learn the production part of it and all those intertwined parts of what makes these things go on your own?
Yeah. Yeah. I did a show back in the day called Being Eddie Black. And it was a show. It was kind of like, it was about a young brother who dropped out of college, and he was working in the mailroom at a ad agency. And we thought it was going to be a go. We had meetings with Comedy Central. This is back in the day when Russell Simmons was doing Baby Fat. Right. And, you know, so we had a vehicle to go, and then it just went awry up top. You know what I mean? So
right.
Issues up top. So I didn't get paid for that show. The only thing I got was a copy of Final Cut Pro. So I just committed to learning how to use the program. And from there, it just moved on to cameras, and I just invested the whole just learning how to produce and learning how to direct and learning how to make what I enjoyed being in. I learned how to make it. So I can make a television show. I can make a movie. Exactly the way you see it on television or at the theater, because I've taught myself the business side of it.
So with the new technology, mm-hmm. since you, the 25 years that you were engaged, mm-hmm. clearly when you walked into it, technology was, you know, not what it is now.
Right.
And certainly people had, you know, more archaic kinds of things. With this new technology, it certainly made doing this a lot easier,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
And eliminated a lot of people.
Yes, it did. And it's going to eliminate more right. in the future. But I think you learn how to master the technology as it grows, because it's not going to stop. It's just going to get better and better. Like now, before it would, you can edit a video and it would take you, you know, weeks or a month. And now with AI, you could just plug it into AI and AI would do it in seconds. You know, it's still, you still don't have the touch. I'm a friend of mine, when Tesla came out and everybody was, oh my God, Tesla's such a great car, an electric car. He said something that made total sense. He says, I prefer my Porsche. I said, well, why? You know, Tesla's a cool car. He says, No, Teslas have no soul. I said, hey. He says, when I jump in my Porsche, I can feel the car. I can feel the car animate. You know, I can, it's like the car's alive.
Right, right.
And that's the same thing when it comes to technology and cutting movies and adding that element into this, into the technology side of Hollywood. You lose that soul if there's not somebody there operating.
So you've made a decision to come back to Milwaukee and to do some creating and, mm-hmm. Yourself. Let's talk a little bit about what the plans are, because this is not Hollywood.
It's not, but Hollywood has also kind of opened up, because now, before, when I went to Hollywood, it was you come to Hollywood and you make it there. Now with technology, people are making it in their living rooms, so you see a lot of studios are popping up over the United States, and you got what's Tyler Perry, the creator of the CEO of, what's his name? I can't think of his name, but the CEO of Chick-fil-A, they just opened a studio in Atlanta. There's another studio opening up in...
Well, the comedian, what's the guy's name? He's a little short guy, but he's been in...
Cat Williams
is just opening up a studio.
Just opening up a studio. So yeah. what that means is that now there's so much talent, you can find it anywhere. Now the best place to, for the talent to get there might be a shorter distance than what it used to be for people to have to fly out to West Coast and to learn how to make their dream come true. So now, since there's so much more access, there's so much more roadway for people to go to outside of Los Angeles, you see a lot more studios popping up. So the big goal for Milwaukee is to be one of those places where we do house some content. We do house a place for people to, you know, show their talents. And I drive down the street and I see all of these empty buildings and I say, oh man, that's great studio space.
Right.
Oh, we got all these car lots. How come there's not a central place for every car lot to come shoot their commercials? There should be. Why not? They would put a lot of people to work.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor who's appeared in some great sitcoms, all-time great sitcoms, and he's come back home to Milwaukee. Let me ask you, there are people, grandparents listening right now who have grandchildren, mm-hmm. and they see something in them, and we would like for you to pursue, I think she can be an actor. I think he can be an actor. And so sometimes people get snookered mm-hmm. by people who say, I can turn your child into a star. Let's talk a little bit about that. Am I off base?
No. Listen, I visited one before I moved to California, which was John Robert Powers.
I remember John Robert Powers.
John Robert Powers, and you
never
know,
did much of people. I don't know if people came out of there or not.
Well, the idea with John Robert Powers was that you go in and you audition, and then they say that you're great and then they offer you, you pay them a certain amount of money, and then they put you in, I guess, in a commercial or whatever. Don't ever pay anybody to make you a star. You're a star or you're not. Don't pay anybody to make you a star. That's kind of reverse of what you're doing. You're going to be a star if you show up in the right place. If I'm doing a commercial for Toyota, I'm not going to say you need to pay me to be in my commercial. I'm going to say, that's the guy I want. He's got the gray, he has the look, he has everything that I want. Let's put him in the commercial. And then we'll pay him.
Oh, so that's kind of how that works. Mm-hmm. It's not about the pedigree.
Mm-mm. You're going to pay, schools like that, John Robert Powers, you're going to pay to go to the place. I say never pay to play in that industry, especially when you have a talent. And if you have a great talent, you shouldn't be paying to play.
855-752-4842 is the number. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say good morning, Casey. Good morning, Earl. I'm just good curious, morning. Casey, when in your interactions with, you know, the celebs and whatnot out west or wherever, New York, California, do you get any reaction or feedback when, you know, it's apparent you're from, or you're told you're from the Midwest, specifically Milwaukee? I mean, is there any feedback like, oh, Milwaukee beer or the Brewers or anything? I mean, what what if any type of feedback do you get?
Or Laverne and Shirley.
You know, it's interesting. That's a great question. Because every time I say Milwaukee, I get a few answers. Number one, they say, oh, well, I didn't know black people was in Milwaukee. I said, oh, okay. The other is they love this place. Visited Milwaukee. They love it. They love the culture. They love the beer. They love the food. You know, I get that response a lot. And they, you know, they definitely put it on there. I will go back to Milwaukee and hang out if I could.
You know, what do you say, man? A dream that a person has, mm-hmm. and they want to be an actor like you did, only they don't have the chops.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dash their dreams and hopes, or do you You know, how do you handle that? There's some people who say I can sing, and then you hear them sing, and you.
Yeah, you know. Here's one thing. I will never do.
Dash somebody's hopes.
Never, because you never know. You know, it's just how are you going to do it is always the question. How are you going to do it? You can't, if you're going to commit to it, don't give up. And that's the hard part, because you're going to get a lot of people that is going to dash your dreams and tell you you can't do it, or maybe you should try something different. Yeah, I had a guy, when I started, a guy told me, hey, man, just quit that right now, man. Get yourself a 40-hour week job, get you a pension, and just call it a day. And I took offense to that. Who are you talking to, brother?
Right.
You should always want to encourage, no matter what your dream is.
Well, number one, nobody knows what's inside of another person. You don't know the drive. You don't know what's been placed there. 855-752-4842. My guest again is Mr. Casey Washington, renowned actor. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, man, Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor, it's so good to have this kind of conversation, man, because I'm usually here every day, Monday through Friday, and dealing with politics.
Oh.
And politricksters.
Oh,
and the bulk of my conversation is always about politics.
Right.
So it's refreshing to be able to have a dialogue and a conversation other than that. Because sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in the politics that we forget that there's another world.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so how, you know, what are your plans? You say you want to do these things.
So far I'm working with James Madison High School. We're working on a 6-week filmmaker course. I'm assuming it'll take place this summer. We're working the kinks out right now. But a lot of it's helping Madison get on that front of just bringing kids, because who knows? They may not know that.
That could be the next Casey Washington.
Or the next Scorsese.
Yeah.
Or the next Denzel. Or the, you know what I mean? They have no idea. So that it's like, for me, it was presented, I bit, and here I am.
You know, you never know, and I said this off the air, and I repeat it because it bears repeating. People leave this earth and they have talent.
Right.
I think it's the biggest waste when people are born and live their lives, and then their lives, the evil consequences of time overtake them, and they never knew they had talent.
Yeah.
But everybody's got talent.
Everybody.
Right? Okay. And so I when I'm talking with kids, it's always about you have talent. Mm-hmm. You have talent. What does it cost to tell people that? I don't know why we don't make that.
Mandatory.
Yeah, mandatory.
Mandatory. Like, because most of us, we're all just guessing. We're all just guessing as we go along. And kids especially, you know, they're the most bright-eyed. They're just guessing like, okay. If you can instill something for that quick second, I promise you it'll be worth all that to see a kid on the other side of them finding out what their dream is and them actually going out to accomplish it. It's just like you've done it yourself.
Is there something you can see in a young person, very young ages? I know I can see things in children, and you say, wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nobody to direct that wow, that talent you saw in that child at a young age, it's all wasted.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of us being adults. We have to take initiative. You know, kid's going to be a kid. We have to take, especially if we see it. We see it, I feel like it's part of my responsibility to, if I can't do it, at least I tried.
You know, it's the luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't pick their parents.
Right.
And so that's where the society has a responsibility and a role.
What did I say? It takes a village?
It takes a village. So you see something in a child that the parent doesn't.
Right.
Maybe the parent is overburdened,
mm-hmm,
and struggling day to day to try to make ends meet and, mm-hmm, can't see that. But you only get one shot in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For the most part, you only get one shot. And if somebody's not there to help you during that time, you know, I tell you something, man, as great an actor as you are, and I saw your stuff, you're really good.
Thank you, man.
There's some folk walking around on the street.
Oh, that will bury me.
I know. I'm just.
Hey, listen, I have no shame. They will bury me, yeah, in just with raw talent, right?
But they don't work as hard.
But
they're not going to outwork you, right?
But they won't outwork me, but kudos to them, because if I see it, I'm able to make a movie to show for them to show that talent. Hey, you're a monster in front of the screen, in front of the camera. You're, yeah, incredible.
You know, man, that thing that you're going to be doing over at John Marsh, at James Madison, I'll be hanging out. I'll be over there, man.
Okay.
I used to work at James Madison.
Oh, did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, did I?
I worked over James Madison, not during your time, but okay, probably 10 years ago, I was over there for several years.
Okay.
And really got to see some people and got to see a whole lot of things. Listen, you know, that's it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
but listen, man,
we're going
to bring you back.
Thank you. I'll be back.
I really enjoyed our dialogue.
Yes.
So we're going to do this again. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. Madnair on air. Calvin, thank you. I'll be back on tomorrow. Enjoy the day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.